See, my point is, you call it a special press room. First, you've got to learn the whole thing. Right, down to, yeah, little fundamental questions, like, do you have enough evidence to go on a perjury effect? If you got one against one, you know, and the ordinary rules of prosecuting policy suggest that you try to do some perjury. Right. Maybe you don't even have the right to make that decision just because of the clamor.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me think about it, Dick.
Oh, sure.
You would suggest serious. I would say but with the idea that I really feel that I ought to, that frankly, I got to take the leadership of it. I ought to go in and say, now look, there's the facts, and you were to go forward with this, I don't care who it touches. That's it.
Now, with respect to the presidency, and I don't pretend to advise you with respect to that, but
no, I'm not sure what
you I think that you probably would want my views. You understand, I've all night long, I might not be as effective, but it seems to me that if, as a result of the group being activist, you believe,
let's be direct. Is there enough evidence on Haldeman that I should say that we have left bond to the ridiculous batches of the sinister
enough? I now know might be every day, and that's the question. I think that your options become reduced each day that this thing goes on.
What I'm getting at is this. Is there also a possibility that we don't get enough on Haldeman
to be indicted, but that at least his circumstantial participation or presumed knowledge.
What about her?
That's a closer one. I guess a situation that would occur after they were arrested based upon the possible projected testimony of being that they became possibly.
I don't see how what way.
Well, at least
what would Dean say about her?
Keep in mind that anything that Dean and his attorneys have told him is a conditional statement. If it don't work something out, it's all withdrawn and it's not going to be used. Keep that in mind, Mr. President. But Dean has admitted two things with respect to Burton. One, Dean had in his possession some documents that were taken out of Trump's office. Number one.
And he's told the U.S. Attorney this.
Yeah. The President issued a directive that should get Hunt out of the country. Standing by themselves. Nothing more said on one side or the other than constitute an obstruction of justice. I have the hard evidence right now that would lead to the indictment of John on those two points. But it could be tomorrow, 2 days from now, 4 days from now. By his respect to Bob, it's not as strong as there is. I'm
going to still respect it on that.
Yes, sir.
Earlier,
he said that. And get in front of the country. Maybe, before the indictment. They were arrested before the indictment.
Dean specified that Ehrlichman told him he was doing that. Dean has told him, but he hasn't testified.
Right, yeah. And a delicate point about Dean's posture with the United States Attorney, that's why I really talk to you about this, that these are conditional statements that Dean worked out in a way that's satisfactory to Dean. The U.S. Attorney's Office and Dean agreed that they are not going to acknowledge that
so what would happen?
Well, in the event they don't work something out, then Dean presumably wouldn't testify this way with respect to it. Very much, depending on what happens to him. But if they work something out, probably it would be used for the purpose of...
No, sir. There's going to be no immunity offered.
But then why would he get it? Work something out, why?
That hasn't been resolved because Dean and his lawyer are being very, very careful about it.
Sure.
Too late. You get these people facing jail. In fact, it has a point. The point is that
all of them,
they believe this fellow Strong is just about ready on the face of it,
some of the tape, in other words, Haldeman was furnished the reports.
Either the reports or papers that would indicate that he was doing something like this.
Well, papers.
Apparently, there was a sum of $350,000 after
the sale of that
transferred to the White House to the group. That Bob would be
I would think would mean that, that he had some of the reports from the budget.
Either the reports or budgetary or...
Oh, even budgetary
program papers that on the face of would indicate that Liddy was engaged in the e-dropping operation and, you know, they called him.
I also cannot let an innocent man down.
That's right.
No, he has.
Sorry. And let me tell you what I had to do with this Harry Stewart, remember, the United States Attorney in San Diego, was involved in my confirmation here. An allegation was made with respect to his improper conduct. Started an administrative investigation by the FBI. Investigation was going on. Harry Stewart just stepped aside as the United States Attorney. And probably even went back. That whole judgment, this process on my part, was sharply examined into. And the hindsight of this stuff is fantastic.
What's the name of your man in Chicago?
It's Barnabas Sears.
I can sure get that down, but I'm going to get that U.S. attorney on one way or another.
And I thought for months that,
that's my problem, publicly. Poor bastards, they've got a right to the fair trial.
I've cried about two or three times in the last 20 years, and I did last night. The two aspects of this that have an overriding importance beyond them is A, the institution of residency, and also the criminal justice.
Right, the problem with the people have got to have confidence in it.
They do.
And frankly, you could come out stronger. Just prove that you'll take on even their friends. That's what we'll do better. The only thing that troubles me about the Hall of Ehrlich, Dick, is that I just wonder about moving on them before
any evidence or the hard evidence.
See what I mean?
Sure, I understand.
That then it indicates that maybe I know something, and which I don't.
Nor do I. Nor do all that the government knows is what I've given you. I think, based upon what little is now known, or could be imputed even higher, I don't think that that other thing should have is an assignment for you anything further to do with this stuff.
Because of the deep six thing.
You know, if it turned out, either through circumstantial testimony or other testimony that could lead to a possible indictment, that part of this circumstance.
Gotta have somebody over here do that.
I know.
Yeah,
what do you do?
Garmin, Mitchell's former law partner.
The burden that it creates, so far as you're concerned, is that you and I would just have to. And I'll take the rest of the people.
Oh, I understand.
So, you're not done.
Don't job to do it.
This is your chief investigator for the Senate Committee, man.
That's not a bitch. The charge of the felony. Bargain plea for a misdemeanor. Got a suspended sentence for fire.
Yeah, everybody.
Same thing. That's what should have happened here.
Matter of fact, looking at it again, without trying to determine the impact of it in respect to the election, it's now no maybe on the obstruction of justice.
The obstruction of justice is what's bad.
And the perjury. The supporting witnesses, the perjury, and perjury yourself.
We don't have Ehrlichman involved in that. We don't have Holman involved in none of that.
No. You get Mitchell and Rubin and Margin and let's say Dean having one approach this problem, but Rubin over there, you're going to have a hard time convicting John Mitchell about Margin and Rubin. So I'm going to fall to these lawyers' parties and let's stay high because they, if this is truly their all involved, it's pretty goddamn difficult to make a proof.
Is there a chance Mitchell could beat this?
Oh, sure.
Have you?
Oh, hell yeah. It all depends on how this evidence comes out. But Mr. President, what you're talking about...
Suppose Liddy, what's he going to do?
That's something else. Liddy comes in and corroborates Magruder and his nephew. They're bitter enemies. I mean, they are bitter enemies. Magruder is afraid for his life.
Yeah.
He's afraid that
Liddy, though, hasn't... You say Liddy has told all, has he?
No, he hasn't. Yes, a word A, but...
Is that right? Did these guys tell you that?
Yes, sir. He's taken the fifth.
They said that he's come in and talked to them. That's what they're telling everybody.
That's not true, sir.
I mean, it's...
Magruder says that, but then he's...
Yes.
To my knowledge, check that.
Find out,
but to my own knowledge, as a result of everything that was said last night, Liddy has not said a word.
What about Hunt?
Hunt doesn't know anything.
He knows about the obstruction of justice. somebody gave him the money.
Not the one who put it on Mrs. Sunderland. I don't know about this. See, I don't. You know as much about it as I do about
all these things.
I mean, I haven't been now.
And I don't want to get so deeply involved.
Neither do I. And, you know, from the outset, Mr. President, on this one, because of all of us who are involved in our relationship, I determined that I was going to have the broadest kind of an overview on it. And just for this very reason that we're up to right now. What he does corroborates the group. What Lily does now,
even taking Lily and McGrew,
you've got two guys who are
pretty hard for a jury. If you were a good criminal, an athlete bailiff, so you're going to take the word of these two men against all these other men.
Yes, I mean, besides that, he's bailiff, but you know, you take the rule and catch up.
Let me say, I only mentioned that because Bailey, but Mitchell's very close to me. Probably you. I say probably you. I'm just guessing. I haven't talked to him about it. He and Bailey are. He's going to fight it to the end. He's not going
to. I hope he does.
Would you?
His relationship with former Attorney General.
Yeah.
And that would be a trial to observe.
Thanks, John Dean. Come in and talk about Early. I'm so surprised.
Early couldn't call me last night. All he said mentioned was McGrew. It wasn't until 1 o'clock this morning when I had any notice that John Dean had initiated this a week ago. And he was an attorney here for negotiation.
Dean does not testify about the decision. The documents are getting out of the country. They have nobody else.
So they know it conditionally.
Yeah, well, they put it out.
I think they're under their agreement.
Yes, when they put it out to the press.
They're
decent men.
Yes, they are.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Because Dean.
They really question whether or not I should even mention that to you because of the.
Oh, how you should tell me.
Oh, I didn't argue about that. That's not open. I'm going to tell you what I know.
I can call in. Just let me run this by you. I think I should call in. I consider it. I will see what you want. You can have cooperated up to this. I mean, we have. We haven't denied anybody. We haven't conducted an investigation. The FBI has conducted an investigation. And I said, I just want you to know that. And you're on your own. On your own. And because Dick Kleinish is a close associate of John Mitchell's, I want you to report to Dean Snead. Now that's the way that I think I should approach you, Dick, rather than bringing a special prosecutor. Without you being there, I don't think they should work through you anymore due to the fact that, although we know you didn't have gotten them to do it, nobody would ever believe. I don't think that
I could make a fair decision that it
on John Mitchell.
In other words,
just like I wouldn't think I could probably make a fair one home. But you see, don't you think that's true?
Yes, sir.
And I'll say, and the way I would do it, I say the Attorney General and I have talked, he recommends. We talked about it. We think this is the best way to do it. So we'll put the Snead.
Yes. Yeah, and I think it's a very strong possibility.
You see my point?
There's only two aspects of it that I'm not sure about. Number one, I'm not sure about Joe Snead.
Well, what the hell is the ambition? There's really nothing for him to do except just be honest. They're going to do the job. I know they're going to do the job.
Secondly, Mr. President, there's the other argument that I make, the more believable, more acceptable reasons, because of the other person.
You know, a smart lawyer for Mitchell and the other defendants could move to quash.
Well, they could get the cases dismissed as a result of this question out of the early committee.
Maybe the best thing is what the early committee would go ahead.
Their constitutional rights might be so impaired that they could have the indictment quashed. That's why they, any litigation concerning John Mitchell would probably take 10 years, 10 years. That would be initially handled by a
idea that this vote you made to me last night and yesterday afternoon by airplane, I think I've got to do something like that. And now I notice that Ms. Ruder, you know, yeah, testifying to the team.
So that's why I told her to tell you. In fact, he suggested it and said, look, I got this stuff, and this is even before McGruder caught it, because I advise you to turn this over to Plenty. I said, do it. And then the events caught up with us, and McGruder came in and said, look, I'm
almost irrelevant.
But I didn't think and so that's why I think of why, so we've been scrupulous, and your record must show that, scrupulous that early in the media, did he call you before McGruder and after? We didn't wait on McGruder.